So with that said, we come to the ritual of understanding what the bread meant in that Passover meal, and understanding what the cup meant. And if you would like to come to the altar rail this morning as we participate in this little ritual, of course you can stay right where you are. That's one of the most beautiful things about worship. Your choice whether you want to take communion at the rail or take communion in your pew. Irregardless, it just is a wonderful thing to recognize what God's done for us. Come as the Spirit leads. Thank you, Jesus. When they were in the upper room, they were celebrating being delivered from bondage from Egypt, from slavery, if you will. And they were going through all the rituals in the celebration because they were never to forget how God delivered them out of bondage in Egypt. They were going through all the rituals of the Passover meal. And when they got to the bread, Jesus lifted the bread to heaven. And he said, "This bread will represent my body broken for the forgiveness of sin." He said to them, and he broke it and shared it with them, "Take ye, eat all of this, and this represents my broken body. Take to your comfort." And we eat the bread. And then likewise, after supper, there's four cups in the Passover meal. The cup of redemption, and I like to call it the cup of salvation. Jesus explained to us what this cup meant. This cup of wine, or grape juice. Thank you, Mr. Welch, good Methodist that you were, to give us grape juice that doesn't ferment. And if I can get the thing off of here. So if you notice, whenever you have that bread, or the wafer, as it was in this case, it's bland. But then he took the cup and lifted it to heaven. Oh, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup. And then they told him, he told them something that they didn't understand, but they did understand. He said, "This cup will represent the blood of the new covenant, shed for the forgiveness of sin." I think they had a foregone aha. They realized there could be no forgiveness of sin, which they were taught in the Torah, without the shedding of blood. And Jesus said, "This will represent my blood, shed for the forgiveness of sin." Then they realized that he was the sacrificial lamb that takes away the sins of the earth. He said, "Drink ye this, all of this, as you receive the covenant and the love that God has given to us by the salvation and by the redemption of Jesus' shed blood. Take to your comfort." Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. As we pray a special prayer as we get up from this table, whether it's in the pew or here at the altar ground, when we get up, knowing that our sins have been forgiven and we have been made well and whole, and we hang on to the blessed hope that we have for what you've done for us, something we could not do for ourselves, but the forgiveness of sin. In Jesus' name, go down in peace. Amen. Our closing hymn is God's Good, which we need again.